I'm Harper Beeland for WUTC. On February 12th, Public Art Chattanooga, a division of the City of Chattanooga, presented to City Council its 2019 Public Art Strategic Plan, which details how the city plans to continue implementing public art around town over the next 10 years. I talked to current director of Public Art Chattanooga, Caitlin Kearney, to learn more about some of the major highlights of the plan.
One of the big themes is a more equitable access as well as a diversity of artists and art forms. Part of that is diversifying where we are placing art, but also who is making the art and what type of art. Public art isn't just for downtown. It is for all our neighborhoods, and it serves a different purpose for different communities. It can address social issues. It can make a place feel more vibrant and safe. It can be just a means of people connecting with each other and serve as a way for especially areas that are not invested in, for those residents to feel like they have a voice.
Peggy Townsend is the former director of Public Art Chattanooga. She witnessed firsthand the changes happening to Chattanooga's south side after the city's Art on Main project started placing temporary public art along Main Street in 2006.
No one wanted to walk on the street. People would lock their cars and drive really fast through it to get to their destination. And it's certainly now, moving fast forward till today, it's a whole different street. Public art is a necessary part of making a place a place. And that if you're proud of Chattanooga as its own signature, a lot of that has to do with our natural landscape, but a lot of it has to do with our built environment and the way that city planners have thought about our public spaces. It might be subliminal, but it is, and public art is a part of that, what makes our place special and why we want to be here.
Since then, public art in Chattanooga has taken off. Kearney hopes that the new 10-year plan will allow all Chattanoogans to make a personal connection to the art they discover around town.
I'm thinking about the Wilcox Tunnel mural project. Greta McLean, she enlisted some teens. She asked them to sort of ask their friends to come. The community is actually in that mural, so for those younger kids who can look up and see themselves painted in a very sort of uplifting way, it's, I imagine, pretty extraordinary for them. Experiencing the public art helps you understand the community and the people here in a way that you aren't going to find in another city.
On February 19th, the City Council approved the 2019 Public Art Strategic Plan 8-1. For WUTC, I'm Harper Beeland.